This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Sapna Khatri. Governor Jane Nixon says a clause in the income tax cut bill that he vetoed could have triggered a $1.2 billion run on the state treasury. Attorney General Chris Koster agreed with Nixon's legal analysis this past week, but the projection remains largely hypothetical. The Missouri bill would trigger 0.5% reduction in state income tax rates if the federal government enacts a measure making it easier for states to collect online sales taxes. That bill has stalled in the U.S. House, but if it passes, then all of Missouri's roughly 2.8 million income taxpayers would have to amend 3 years of tax returns for Nixon's projections to hit in a single year. The courts likely would have to determine whether the retroactive tax refund is legal. Parts of southern Missouri experienced flash flooding this past month. Now, parts of northern Missouri are in a flash drought. That's the phrase being used to describe the sudden onset of drought conditions due to a spike in hot, dry, sunny days with low humidity. A U.S. Drought Monitor map released last week shows that about a dozen northern Missouri counties are in a severe drought, and a modern drought conditions cover almost the whole northern half of the state. University of Missouri climatologist Pat Ganan says this may have been the driest August since 1984 in northern Missouri. But because of cooler conditions earlier this summer, he says most crops were in decent condition until the last 10 days of August. The U.S. Department of Transportation has awarded Kansas City a $20 million grant to help build its streetcar route through about 2 miles of downtown. U.S. Senator Claire McCaskill said in a news release Friday, announcing the grant, that the streetcar project will, quote, encourage housing, construction, and business development in the city, and she said that will mean for jobs for the region. The project has an estimated cost of about $100 million, and voters previously approved a 1 cent sales tax increase and property tax increases to help pay for the streetcars, which will run from the River Market area to Union Station. Supporters hope it will be the first leg of a more extensive public rail system. Plans call for streetcars to run starting in 2015. Missouri lawmakers could attempt to override Governor Jane Nixon's veto of restrictions on lawsuits from uninsured motorists. Under the legislation, uninsured drivers forfeit the ability to collect non-economic damages from an insured driver. That would not apply if the insured driver was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. It also would not apply to an uninsured motorist who lost coverage within the past 6 months for failing to pay premium. Missouri requires auto insurance. Supporters contend it would encourage people to comply with the insurance requirement and would prevent those without insurance from driving up costs for the system. Opponents say there already are penalties for driving without insurance and that the bill protects those who break the law and hurt someone. Lawmakers consider veto override September 11th. The Kansas City School District is reopening a closed school as part of an effort to ensure students are prepared for kindergarten. Classes will begin Tuesday at the Woodland Early Learning Community Schools. It will serve about 263 and 4-year-old students from the northeast part of the district. Students enrolled in early childhood programs at 5 other elementary schools will be assigned to Woodland. Several community groups will be involved with the school. They include the Kansas City Public Library and a center that provides social services and mental health counseling. The district plans to open other early learning schools in the midtown and southern part of the district in the next 2 school years. Farm groups are asking Missouri Governor Jane Nixon to put the brakes on a project that's designed to help an endangered fish species. After 6 years of debate, a shallow water project at Jameson Island in mid-Missouri is moving forward. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers project is designed to provide a refuge for young pallid sturgeon, but concerns persist about the Corps' plan to put excavated soil in the river. The Missouri Farm Bureau and Missouri Cattlemen's Association are among the groups that signed the letter to Nixon. They fear putting soil in the river will contribute to a, quote, dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. Because those low oxygen conditions are blamed on farm fertilizer runoff, they fear they'll get the blame. The Corps say there isn't a problem. Crews are working to restore power to thousands in the Kansas City area after strong storms hit the area. Kansas City Power and Light spokesman Courtney Hewley says the outages affected about 14,000 customers scattered throughout the metropolitan area. The Kansas City Star reports that Hewley didn't have a time estimate of when power would be fully restored. National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Blair says the strongest storms moved through the area between 7 and 8 a.m. yesterday. The storms brought lightning and wind gusts of up to 60 miles an hour. Police departments also reported downed trees throughout the area, but no serious injuries. Missouri authorized more than $7 million of additional tax credits shortly before the expiration of a program aimed at redeveloping large impoverished or blighted areas. Documents provided by the Department of Economic Development show it authorized nearly $5.8 million of tax credits for a Joplin entity responsible for developing areas hit by a 2011 tornado. The agency also authorized an additional $1.4 million of tax credits for a North St. Louis project spearheaded by developer Paul McKee. Both tax credit authorizations occurred last Wednesday, the final day possible under a 2007 law that created the, quote, Distressed Areas Land Assemblage Tax Credit. The law allowed $95 million of tax credits, but the program used just half that amount before expiring. McKee lobbied unsuccessfully this year for lawmakers to extend the program. For KBIA News, I'm Sapna Khatri.